Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 1 in 1 Thessalonians with verses 8 through 10. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The world was prepared by Paul to carry on the gospel, message of love, faith, and hope of his mercy, declaring openly themselves the beauty of living redeemed. We all must learn to turn from idols, our very existence and self, and place the armor of God around our beings, willing to suffer for the name of Jesus. I often think of this martyrdom, wanting to give my all to Christ in a way that will lay my life down for my fellow man. I once was an idol myself, seeking the glory of being ahead of every other person in wealth or things received. But God placed his Son on my heart and gave me a new shell to accomplish his works of mercy, looking to feed his sheep, clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give light to the world in conversations of freedom and kindness, offering a hand when able, raising from the dead the lost, lonely, and languished. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we've said that we pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine as we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit as we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the conclusion of chapter 1 in 1 Thessalonians. It's verses 8 through 10, two stanza poem. It's titled, Idols Done, Son Stated Fervently. Forth sounding Lord's word, Achaia and Macedonia heard. Forth gone God's faith declare, openly stating, need ours, theirs prepared. Reception declared openly, idols done, son stated fervently, heaven awaiting God, true served faithfully. Wrath coming delivered by Jesus. Patiently. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 19th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. She's getting a little better, but she's still definitely in just complete agony. It's not as bad as it was the first day, but that fall was something that shook her up a little. And we want to continue to lift her up in prayer and offer our needs for hers as we say, I love you. So we're celebrating Father's Day today. We have a lot of good fathers out there, and a lot of weak fathers, and a lot of fathers who need help. And I was one of those fathers who needed help when I was younger. I had gone through something that was just very, very traumatic. I joined the military, and then I learned through a lot of love of His Word to lift up God and overcome all things. And offer that kindness that says, I forgive and forget. So today is Father's Day. We say hello to our children and be thankful for those wishes of goodwill. Happy Father's Day, everyone. To my good friend John, and he's a father and just a great one at that, and his wife Marie. God bless you guys. Have a great day in the Lord. It is Sunday. That means get out and see your preachers, your teachers, those who share the Word of God with you, as I do each day. May God continue to lift you up and bless you. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, at 6:39, thanking Jesus for all things. God bless you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.